True Alaska Bottling Company, or TAB, President Dick Kern says he'd like the City Assembly to approve a one-year extension of its contract to export bulk water. The request comes on the heels of a letter that TAB received from the city saying TAB failed to export a minimum of 20 million gallons of water in a 24-month period, so the city has the option to terminate its agreement with TAB for failing to comply with the terms. The resolution to certify the termination was tabled, but Kern says they now have a few prospective buyers for the bulk water. TAB also put up a $50,000 deposit with the city and plans to put up another $50,000 when the contracts are negotiated.
10 days ago, we did sign our first bulk water contract with our first customer. We have 7 contracts in process with a representative in Europe as we speak, and I was informed today that their contracts that he's negotiating for us are pretty much imminent within the next 30 days. And these are customers that we've been working on for several years to bring them to this point.
Kern cited confidentiality, saying he could not disclose who the signed contract was with or how much it was worth, only to say that it's the smallest of the 7 contracts TAB is currently negotiating. There was also some discussion about past money that was due from TAB to the city, about $68,000, which Kern says may or may not be correct. But City Attorney Teresa Hillhouse said the $68,000 is the lease payment for 3 lots that was canceled in February of 2008. She said it also includes other fees TAB owes the city.
The second item was property taxes on that leased property, the $15,000, that was when it was in TAB's name prior to any Cove ownership. Miscellaneous for billings for testing at the bottle plant, that's about $2,000, and then utility bills when TAB was the operator at that site, that was July through November 2008.
City Administrator Jim Dinley said he recommends the Assembly see a copy of the signed contract before making any decision about an extension. Sawmill Cove Board Chair Grant Miller said the board has also deliberated about the lease extension, but in the end, the board agreed to it with certain conditions.
And this is one of the things that we'd had hoped to do. So I would like to see it happen if it can, but I think we need to be as secure with the assets of this community as we can possibly be. We need to make sure that there are contracts. We need to make sure that the people that we do business with fulfill their obligations to this community, and that's the feeling of our board. We want to make sure that we're kind of the guys that are sitting there trying to safeguard what's going on out there and help these things to happen.
Miller says there are a lot of questions still unanswered, especially in terms of permitting by the Corps of Engineers.
To our knowledge, there's no facility in the world that we're aware of that can unload a tanker of bulk water. And I'm not sure, how quickly we could be able to load a tanker here. So I think those two issues are pretty important.
But Miller says it would be a great economic opportunity for Sitka, and we have the resource. But he also recommended that the Assembly see a signed contract. Director of the Sitka Economic Development Association, Gary White, said he gets an average of 1 call per week asking about bulk water, but so far only TAB has actually stuck with it.
There's only a few people that are persistent enough to get through the 90 days. Once they get through the 90 days, then the city can negotiate with them. And those contracts really have not gone anywhere. It's a lot of wishing, but I haven't seen anything tangent.
Assemblymember Reber Stein asked whether TAB provides somewhat of a filtering aspect, and he questioned whether the contracts TAB is negotiating would still be available to the city, even if TAB didn't get a lease extension. Mayor Scott McAdams said the timing of the contracts is noteworthy.
The date the actual bulk water delivered is
0 gallons.
0 gallons. And so my question being is that now in the 11th hour, we have 9 contracts for bulk water, whereas over a 6-year term, there was no delivery of bulk water.
City Attorney Teresa Hillhouse clarified that the TAB contract for bulk water was actually signed in 2006. In the end, the motion was tabled until the January 27th Assembly meeting with the stipulation that TAB pays the $68,000 it owes the city, puts up $100,000, and presents both the Sawmill Cove Board and the Assembly with the bulk water contract that was recently negotiated. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.